welcome to So Much More. I'm Jody Niznik, and you are listening to a special end-of-year guided reflection. These next few minutes will be space for you to look back and look forward, to identify what you need to let go of from this last year, but also what you are longing for as you move in to the new year. I really want to encourage you to grab a journal and a pen for this reflection time so that you can take a few notes, because you might be surprised by where the Lord leads you. And by writing these thoughts down, you won't forget them, but you will also be able to continue the conversation with the Lord over the next few days. We're going to be doing this reflection using a process that's a bit similar to Lectio Divina and also some imaginative prayer. I walk through exactly what Lectio Divina and imaginative prayer are in the very first introduction podcast. So if you want, you can go back there and listen to exactly what those are. But for this reflection, I'm going to be guiding you every step of the way. I'm going to be giving you some questions and some prompts to consider, and I'm going to be reading a passage over you multiple times. There are going to be four movements to our time together, and the first is gratitude. The second is going to be looking back and letting go. And then the third and the fourth will be looking forward and identifying some of our longings and desires for the coming year. The passage that we're going to be using is found in Luke 18. And in this particular passage, Jesus is with his disciples and they are traveling toward Jerusalem. And the city of Jericho was on the way. And it's there that they meet a man who is blind and who is sitting on the roadside begging. Now, in this first reading, we have two goals. The first is to simply hear the story. The second is to notice and focus on the results of what happens to the blind man and how he responds to Jesus. Before I read the passage to you, though, let's go ahead and prepare our hearts and our minds. And to do that, I want to invite you to find a comfortable yet attentive posture to sit in, and to just take a few deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, let's invite Jesus to be with us and to guide our heart and our mind. And as you exhale, just try to exhale any worries and distractions that may be present with you right now. And let me pray for you as you continue to just take another deep in and out breath. Oh Lord, we invite you into this space and we pray that you would guide and lead us. Lord, that you would help us to notice what you want us to notice, and that you would help us to just be present with you now as we reflect back and we look forward. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a reading of Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43 from the New Living Translation. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of the crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. So the blind man has received his sight and he praises God for this miracle. I know we've all been through a lot this year, and yet God has been faithful to us, and he has shown up in countless ways. So I want to invite you now to take a few moments to praise God for how he has been faithful this year, and write down anything specific that comes to mind. So take some time to do that now. In the second movement, we are going to look back over the last year. And to do that, I want to invite you to imagine that you are now the blind beggar. You know, it's likely that he showed up day after day to this exact spot, full of desires, needs, and longings that he hoped would be met in some way. And we too have shown up day after day over this last year with our own desires and needs and longings. And like the beggar, I imagine that some days felt more fulfilling than others. Now, as I read, I want to invite you to really imagine the scene unfolding in front of you. Use your senses. What does it sound like, feel like, look like? Allow your imagination to paint the picture in front of you. Now, you won't get it right, and that's okay. The point of this exercise is to just imagine that we are there in this moment and that we have shown up with our own needs and desires and longings. So this now is a reading of Luke 18, verses 35 through 39. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of the crowd going past, he asked, "What was happening?" They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So take some time now to reflect back on your year. And ask the Lord to help bring to mind events, feelings, relationships, circumstances from this last year. And as they come to mind, I want to encourage you just to simply list them out, not to go deep into the details right now, but just capture these pieces of your last year. So go ahead and do that now. Thank you. Now I want to invite you to look back over the list that you just made and place a star by anything that came to mind that was a bit surprising to you. And I also want you to place a star by anything that you know you need to spend a bit more time with the Lord processing. So I'll give you just a moment to go ahead and do that now. Now, the second thing I want you to do is look this list over one more time and underline anything you know that it's just time to let go of. It could be a pain or a disappointment, a loss that you've already processed, or maybe something else entirely. But you just know when you see it on the page that it's time to let it go and to leave it in the past. So go ahead and do that now. Oh Lord, we ask that you would help us learn from this past year and release it to you. There may be hard things we still need to process, and we ask that you would help us do that with you. But we also pray that whatever it is that we need to let go of, that you would help us do that. Lord, we ask that you would do this so that we can move into this new year having learned from the past, but free to be the disciples, free to be the daughters and sons that you are inviting us to be. We ask that you would do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before we move on from this second movement, I want to encourage you to take the list and spend a little more time with it later, especially anything that you have put a star by. Either spend some time journaling or praying or talking with a trusted friend about those things that came to mind so that you can process them and move them into a place where you are able to learn from them and then let them go. Well, now as we move into the third movement and the third reading, we are going to move into what we are hoping for and longing for in this coming year. And we're going to start with the most important thing, and that is our relationship with the Lord. So as I read this passage for you again, I want you to once again imagine that you are the blind beggar. And this time I will pause at Jesus asking the beggar what it is he wants. And then I'll give you some space to have a conversation with the Lord about what it is that you are desiring and longing for in your relationship with Him. So this is a reading of Luke 18, verses 35 through 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked, "What was happening?" They told him that Jesus, the Nazarene, was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" So take some time now to have that conversation with the Lord and respond to His question. What do you want me to do for you? Specifically, talk to him about what you desire your relationship with him to look like as you move into this new year. Now, in this final reading, I want to invite you to once again use your imagination and imagine the scene and imagine being the blind beggar. But this time, when Jesus asks us the question, we're going to talk to him about our specific desires and longings as we move into the year. So again, this is a reading of Luke 18, verses 35 through 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus the Nazarene was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus! Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" So take some time now to respond to Jesus's question and tell him what you are longing for as you move in to this coming year. Take note of anything that comes to mind and write it down. Lord, we give you these desires and longings, and we trust that when we are surrendered to you, when we are following you and when we are seeking your best for our lives, that you will do as Psalm 37 says and give us the desires of our heart, because then our desires are your desires. So Lord, we ask that you would help us be open to what it is that you have for us in this next year. Would you guide and lead us? Would you make the path straight before us? Help us to find joy in the good things that lay ahead, and give us strength to face any challenges that are coming. We are your servants, Lord, and we desire to serve you, and we desire to glorify you, and we pray that you would be glorified through us. Amen. Well, before I close, I want to read the end of the passage for you one more time. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God. And all who saw it praised God too. So my prayer for you is that you will follow Jesus and praise him, and that all who see you doing this will praise God too. I want to encourage you to just keep processing anything that the Lord may have brought up in this short reflection time, especially as you look at your desires and longings for this next year. There may be some practical steps that you need to take to make some of these things happen. So ask the Lord how to do that. And then I want to encourage you, make a plan and take one next step this next week. So speaking of next week, we will be back to our normal podcast, which starts again on January 5th. And one of the ways that you can continue to invest in your relationship with the Lord and create space for him in your life is to listen in to the scripture meditations that I'm creating for you every week. My prayer is that they bless you and that they lead you closer to the Lord in some way. I'm also praying that you have a really happy new year, my friend. I am grateful for you.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter and two men leave because... that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.